The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the Van Wee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
It's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock. And this is the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And he didn't even take his coat off yet.
It is cold.
It is a little chilly. The only thing that makes me feel a whole bunch better is turning on the television set. Because almost everywhere else, it's pretty miserable.
Yeah, 2 inches an hour in D.C. right now.
Yep.
Snow.
Snow in Panama City, Florida. We could be worse, folks. Besides, what a great opportunity for you folks to cancel your tea times and sit around and listen to the show for the next hour. How's that?
That's pretty good. I like it.
I like it a lot, too. Obviously, it's going to be a little more fun today, but first off, let me welcome back all the regular listeners. Without you, we have no show. Thank you very much. Tell your friends. We got to keep it growing. If you're new and have just found out about us, or if you happened on it on your radio dial, stick around for the hour. Hopefully, you'll learn something. We give out a lot of common sense advice here, and we talk about anything that we want to talk about, unless, of course, you pick up the telephone and call. You call 222-8255, and you can discuss with us whatever you want to talk about. Lines are always open during the show, and callers always go to the front. We will have a trivia question, and as always, there will be a point in my trivia question. And it does come down right to the market and all of the trials and tribulations we've had so far in the year 2016, which has really been a load of, quote, fun.
Yeah, fun.
Although, I finally got a smile on Adam's face this morning talking about the market wrap because some better things happened this week. So bring it on, I say.
All right. Well, we've been saying since the new year that you're going to see some volatility, and this week certainly did not disappoint. We saw a lot of volatility. It was really the story of 2 weeks or two halves of the week. The first half was not so good. The second half was really good. So the energy stocks really led the way down for the first half of the week and then started coming back on Wednesday. In fact, the intraday lows on Wednesday, during those, the average energy stock had fallen 30.7% just in 2016.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're, what, 3 weeks into the new year? However, the second half of the week showed an amazing recovery, with those same stocks rallying by 22%, according to Bespoke Research. That is quite a bounce.
Yes.
The NASDAQ was the clear winner this week, ending up 2.3%, led mainly by a rally in tech. Of course, the NASDAQ had fallen the furthest this year and is still down 8.3%.
And that's because perhaps it had risen the most last year.
That is true.
Which brings up the V word.
Volatility?
You got it.
Yeah. The S&P saw gains of 1.4% this week, narrowing its loss on the year to 6.7%, and the Dow posted a modest gain of 0.7%, bringing its year-to-date loss to 7.6%. So I guess all of this begs the question, have we seen the bottom in this market? My answer would be a resounding maybe.
And I would second that emotion.
In my opinion, the market is still trading on too much irrational fear to reassure me that these volatile times are over. I don't think that is the case. I believe any piece of news about the energy market could send those stocks in a sharp move in either direction, depending on the news.
And remember, the traders and the speculators love volatility.
Definitely. However, the question that follows that is there money to be made in the energy market long term? And I really believe that is true. But I also think your resolve is going to be tested at some point this year if you get in now. So just be careful. If you're sitting on some cash on the sideline, I wouldn't throw it all in there now. I would maybe start trickling it in and dollar cost average. And then if you see a big dip, then I would buy some more. But it's definitely going to remain volatile until the supply side of that equation gets to a more normal level. Yeah, right now,
inventories are still a little bit scary high.
Way too high.
But production in the parts of the world that I actually think, meaning not the Middle East, production is falling, and it will be self-correcting. But the OPEC nations, in a desperate attempt to put us out of business, hurt the Russians, and take market share from each other, just keep pumping.
Yeah, the Saudis in particular.
Besides, they have the lowest break-even point.
Right.
So they have an artificial advantage. Saudis can still make money at this price. They're the only ones who can, Saudis and the Iranians.
Another good thing that has come out of the correction is that the average P.E. ratio over the market has dropped dramatically from last summer when they were around the mid-18s. The average today for the S&P is in the mid-16s, which is much more reasonable. On a sector basis, if you're a value investor, the P.E. ratios are lowest in financials, telecom, materials, and industrials, while the highest sector P.E. ratios include healthcare, consumer discretionary, and consumer staples. So it's something to keep in mind as you're looking for value.
Earnings season so far?
Yeah, 200 companies or almost 200 companies have reported so far. Of these, 64% have beat their earnings estimates and 52% have beat their revenue targets.
Not great numbers, but not terrible numbers.
No, and you have to remember that going into the season, a lot of the analysts dropped their estimates. Mm-hmm. So that typically gives you a better earnings season than what you might expect.
Diminished expectations.
The economic news was largely negative this week, unfortunately. It's actually somewhat of a disturbing trend that has persisted over the last month. Weekly jobless claims ticked up again, this time coming in at 293,000. While still below the important 300,000 level, this is the fourth straight week of increases, and it's sort of looking like a trend at this point.
Well, it's still been influenced a lot by the energy sector, though.
That is true, but at the same time, it's not a trend you like to see.
The economy is the economy, right? Yeah.
One good bit of news we saw this week was that U.S. truck tonnage increased to near all-time highs. Truck volumes are really important because in a recession, you will see them plunge, and that is clearly not the case right now. Trucking numbers showed strength on both the delivery of goods to consumers as well as industrial production and construction. So I think to some degree that might speak well for the December retail season because those numbers are going to be include online retailers delivering to consumers to their house.
So snowblower manufacturers might be doing really well right now.
This week, I bet they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all for the market wrap today.
Okay. Our trivia questions about real estate. And as I said, I always have a point. My point for this general topic right now is that what's been going on this year has been artificially negative. A lot of news has been either not reported correctly or interpreted poorly. For instance, the slowdown in China, which I just have a few headlines here I've pulled out of the things that people read lately that probably will sum it right up for you. How about this one? Is another bear market around the corner? Well, if you click on that one, you have to order a free book from Ken Fisher, who then wants to get your business. I've got a whole bunch of them from the Jim Cramer Library of Stupid Quotes over the last week, like this one. Last Wednesday, time to buy. Thursday, how I knew it was time to buy. Friday, don't bother getting in. Monday, bear market picks. Thursday, this is one ugly market. With a subtitle, the markets may be hideous, but not hideous enough. Friday, oil could go to $10. Yeah, Jim, it could go to $3, too. But nobody'd produce any, would they? I'm not picking on Cramer, folks. I'm picking on all the people who write these stupid, stupid headlines. The story doesn't even match the headlines most of the time. Real estate, for instance, had a good year. Howard and Angela had a good year. I was just quizzing them in between the shows. And my question is, we sold a lot of houses in this country in 2015. When was the last year when more houses were sold in this country than in 2015? And by the way, there was a nice 8.8% year-over-year increase in the prices, too, which speaks very well for the economy in general. We got a whole bunch more to talk about after the break, including market-based things, including stupidity, including all kinds of fun things. But if you call us, we'll talk about what you want to talk about. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is an important message about the IRS. Are you dealing with a tax crisis? If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? The IRS is offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness.
Hi, I'm Paul Sibley, Director of Client Services with U.S. Tax Shield. The IRS is offering Fresh Start Initiatives because they actually want you to resolve your tax issues. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, stop the bleeding, and fix what caused your problem in the first place. Our goal is to negotiate a resolution you could live with and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-418-0572 for your free consultation and get protected now. That's 800-418-0572. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-418-0572.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over .999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-425-6042. Again, 800-425-6042. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And the lines are open. If you want to talk about your subject, just give us a call at 222-TALK, area code 904. 222-8255. Before we get too far into the meat of things today, I'm going to let Adam describe who we are, what we do, how we do it, and where we do it.
Sounds good. We are fee-only financial planners located in Jacksonville Beach. We're right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit of Butler Boulevard. If you ever want to reach us in the office, you can call 904-685-1505, or you can find us online at www.vanweefinancial.com. We do a blog on our website, and we talk about all the things we talk about on the radio, as well as some other stuff that we don't. So check that out. We update it at least once a week, sometimes more. Podcasts of the show are available on iTunes and on SoundCloud.com. If you ever miss a show, you can find us there. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/VanWeeFinancial or Twitter at VanWeeFinancial. Or if you don't like calling radio shows, you can always email us your questions at info@VanWeeFinancial.com.
Today's trivia question sponsored by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. Had a good year in real estate in 2015. What year, how far do you have to go back to? What year did this country actually sell more homes than were sold in 2015? And it was a while back, folks. All right, Adam, should I panic?
I wouldn't.
Should I have panicked on Wednesday?
It was hard not to, but okay. No.
Yeah, well, that kind of makes the point, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I've got a little piece I call 10 Reasons Not to Panic. And the first one is that there's no imminent sign of a recession in the U.S. We have not even had a quarter of contraction yet, much less two. And incomes are up. More people are working. Sales at bars and restaurants grew 8.1% in 2015. And I would ask you if that's something you think would happen in a recession. I remember in 2008 when you couldn't find anyone eating at a restaurant anywhere in Florida. So
reservations not required.
No, not
sign
at all.
Sign on everyone's window.
The second is that all the news that's driving the market is old news. So we've got China slowing down. Look, this had to happen. You cannot sustain a 10% year-over-year growth rate for an infinite amount of time.
Harder to grow a big snowball than a little one.
Exactly. A lot of people
in China. See my snow analogy today?
That's appropriate. A lot of people in China were moving from the fields where they were farming into the cities to work in factories, and that gives an immediate boost to your GDP. I've heard estimates between 3 and 4% a year of their growth was attributed just to that. And eventually, your cities are populated, your factories are full, and you have to have some people still out in the fields farming. So you cannot sustain that.
And it requires more infrastructure and more electronics, and they are moving into a service-oriented business because they have so many consumers now.
Yeah, more people have disposable income in China than ever before. So
wonderful thing.
That is. The other news that's been dominating the headlines is oil. Well, this has been on a steady decline for 2 years now. Supply has outpaced demand, and everyone actually benefits from that in terms of low gas prices, except for investors in energy. So,
and the poor people have been laid off from the patch after they packed up and moved to North Dakota.
Yeah, absolutely. The third thing is that earnings season is here, and as I mentioned before, the expectations have been lowered. So it would not be surprised if this earnings season was a little bit better than we saw last season, just because expectations are very low. The other thing is that oil could hit $40 by mid-year, according to Goldman Sachs. Obviously, this is just a guess, but for every $10 prediction, there is also a $60 prediction right now. Oil production in the U.S. is down 150,000 barrels per day right now, and it's dropping. Another reason is that stocks are oversold, not overvalued. A few months ago, stocks were trading at a very high P/E ratio, as I mentioned, and now that's not the case. The other thing is that retail sales declined 0.1% in December, but still grew in 2015 by 2.1%. Much of this can be explained by lower gasoline prices. If you take that out, retail sales would have increased a lot more dramatically than what you saw. And the other thing is that discretionary items like automobiles increased sales substantially in 2015. Again, not something that happens in a recession. One more reason is that the VIX isn't spiking and neither is gold. After the late last week rally, the VIX closed Friday at a reading of 22.34.
That's the volatility index, folks.
Right, and 22.34 is well below the indicator that would say people are selling no matter what the price, which is typically levels above 30. Gold closed the week at $1,098, which was up, but not substantially. It's hardly a flight to safety you would expect to see in an economic collapse. Recently, I found a list of the retail chains that were closing the most stores. They are Staples, Sears, Radio Shack, Office Depot, Macy's, JCPenney's, Family Dollar, Barnes & Noble, Aeropostale, and Abercrombie & Fitch. I would argue that none of this has anything to do with the economy. If you look down that list, you'll see a list of retailers that fall in three categories. One is retailers that have been out of business for years but just haven't realized it yet, like Sears, JCPenney, and Radio Shack. When was the last time anyone shopped at any of those stores?
I went to a Radio Shack in Tampa 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, that's about right. Mm-hmm. The number two is retailers that have been replaced by Amazon, and this is Barnes & Noble, Office Depot, and Staples. Everything's cheaper online, and you can have it on your doorstep in 2 days for a fee of $100 a year, basically. The third is that retailers that used to be popular with tweens who are now in their 20s, think Abercrombie & Fitch and Aeropostale, they haven't done a good job of retaining that market and grabbing the next generation, so that's why they're struggling. Mm-hmm. The one outlier there is Family Dollar, which is actually closing stores because they were acquired by Dollar Tree, and they had a lot of overlapping locations, mm-hmm. So those ones are being shuttered. Number nine is, according to Ned Davis research, there have been 35 bear markets since 1900, and the average length of them is 403 days. If we are in a bear market, this current decline started on June 23rd, 2015. That would, we would be 214 days into it, and that would put us over halfway through it. So even if we are in a bear market, which I'm not saying we are, we'd be almost halfway done with it already. And last, you should never panic if you're a long-term investor. In fact, you should celebrate every correction and end a bear market. Would you rather pay MSRP or get the employee discount when you buy a car? It's no different in the stock market. The shares you bought in 2009 gained way more by 2015 than the shares you bought in 2007, right? Think about it as a deal. And that is why you should not panic in this current market environment.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. In fact, you covered a lot of things that I've been thinking about and talking about. The infrastructure, so to speak, is not here for a market that crashes like it did in 07, 08, and early 09, because people have some money to spend, just not enough. We've undergone now years and years of horrible tax policy. You can't expect people whose hours have been cut from 40 to 29 to have a lot of marginal spending money. But what are they going to do? They're going to pay their rent. They're going to pay their mortgage. They're going to pay for their car. They're going to put gas in it. And if nothing else, they're going to eat at home if they can't afford restaurants. But they're not out there begging on the street corners just yet. And I don't see that that's going to really come up. You have to look at the aggregate level of GDP. And I know the government sources are about as trustworthy as you can guess they are. More so than China, less so than perfect, I would say. Mm-hmm. But the GDP is just inching along steadily, and we're in a political season. And that political season is bringing about some tides of change. The subject matter is coming up, such as taxes. For instance, Bernie Sanders thinks 92% is a good idea. Well, that's not really going to play in this country. And we've had flat tax proposals, fair tax proposals from other people. It's being talked about. What will happen? I have absolutely no idea. I don't expect it to get worse, but maybe it won't get better. The very worst case to me is status quo with low growth. We can get out of this mess by growing faster. It's been proven. It's been done before. And I think there's a good chance that just attitudes of people will enter into this thing as we get closer and closer to the end of this political season. There is another debate this week. I hope Fox does a much better job than they did last time, because frankly, the only one worth listening to so far this year has been the CNN people, much to my surprise.
I never thought I'd heard you say that.
Yeah, I never thought I'd have to say it, but I thought Fox did a despicable job. I want people who don't pay that much attention to listen to these things and really assess what they're hearing and from whom they are hearing it, because it is going to be a big deal who wins this thing. I know I don't like to talk politics. I've told all of you I try not to, but this kind of year, an election year where the big events are jobs, economy, and that kind of thing, this is the year that we can really make a difference and make things a lot better for all of us, and especially our children and grandchildren, by doing the right thing. And whatever you think is the right thing, that's what you should do. I'm not going to tell you how to vote or who to vote for. I'm going to tell you to pay attention and don't place a stupid vote for anybody. Place a smart vote for someone that you really think can help the situation. All right, we got a lot to do after the break, but first and foremost, lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Give us a call if you want to take a shot at the trivia question. And what year did we sell more houses than we did in 2015? I'm going to tell you right now, it kind of makes sense if you think about it. And it also makes a point that we are not on the verge of just going belly up as an economy or as a country. And in fact, things are okay. I wish they were better, but they're okay. So don't let that go to your head. I'm going to tell you a whole bunch more about some interesting changes in Social Security and a few other topics right after the break. So go nowhere. We'll be right back.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WVOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An emergency management official says Interstate 75 south of Lexington, Kentucky, has reopened after a snowstorm stranded drivers in their vehicles for several hours. No deaths or injuries have been reported there. Tragically, at least 9 people have been killed by the storm over a number of states. The National Weather Service says a storm battering New Jersey is causing moderate coastal flooding now, with some areas of major flooding possible. Tens of thousands are without power along the Jersey coast after the storm brought high winds and heavy snows. Secretary of State John Kerry has met with Gulf Arab officials to ease their concerns about warming U.S.-Iranian relationships. He also is seeking consensus on which Syrian opposition groups should be allowed to take part in upcoming peace talks. Kerry and the Saudi foreign minister presented a united front today as they spoke to a news conference after a meeting of foreign ministers in Saudi Arabia. This is SRN News.
Hello, Jacksonville. Pat Boone here. My birthplace is Jacksonville, and I'm going to be there Thursday, February 4th at the Hyatt Regency Riverfront for Love Letters, a nostalgic evening with me and the great folks at City Rescue Mission. The gala is sponsored by St. John's Investment Management Company and will benefit the great work of the mission. It's going to be a festive evening of music and reminiscence about what has been and forecast what is yet to come for City Rescue Mission. Looking forward to seeing you on February 4th to help City Rescue Mission celebrate 70 years of hope, healing, and change in northeastern Florida. Tickets for this amazing event can be purchased by calling 904-387-4357.
I'm Penny Keevit, Executive Director of City Rescue Mission. Join us as we celebrate 70 wonderful years of hope, healing, and change on Thursday, February the 4th at the Hyatt Regency Riverfront.
The deadline for getting tickets for Love Letters, an evening with Pat Boone, is January 30th. Purchase your tickets online right now at cityrescuemission.org.
America's tenor, Steve Amerson, will perform at First Presbyterian Church on East Monroe Street in downtown Jacksonville on Saturday evening, January 23rd at 6 o'clock p.m. and in the morning worship service on Sunday, January 24th at 10:30 in the beautiful historic sanctuary. The concerts are free, but there is a charge for the Saturday evening dinner that will be served at the church prior to the evening performance. The concert will feature Mr. Anderson performing Broadway show tunes. In 2009, Mr. Anderson was presented the Bob Hope Excellence in Entertainment Award from the Congressional Medal of Honor Society. His voice can be heard on over 165 feature films and countless television shows. The concerts are free, but Saturday dinner reservations are required and are $15 per person. Make your reservations online at fpcjacks.org. This will be an extraordinary evening of dinner and entertainment featuring America's tenor, Steve Amerson.
News Talk WBOB. Every day we keep you updated with up-to-the-minute details on traffic around town. We've got you covered no matter where you might be. Clear, quick, and precise for your commute, even on the weekends. And when you see a problem on the road, call us 904-222-8255. That's 222-TALK. Traffic updates when you need them. News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB. WBOB traffic and weather.
Well, the roads are still looking nice. As for the weather, perfect day just to stay home and listen to the radio. Cloudy today, maybe a little bit of sunshine. High near 46, mostly clear tonight. Breezy, low 24. Sunny on Sunday and Monday. High tomorrow 53, down to about 37 degrees. Clear skies tomorrow night. It is currently 39 at News Talk AM 600, FM 100.3 WBOB.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam VanWee.
Welcome back to the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And lines are open, as always, 222-TALK, 222-8255, area code 904. If you want to give us a call for any reason, to shoot the breeze, talk about the weather, or better yet, with a financial question, and remember, there are no stupid questions. The easier they are, the better we look.
That is true.
Help us out. All right. This segment sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. Call Troy at 662-9794. It is a great time of year to get projects done. These guys get a little bit busy in the fast-growing season, so if you need something done in the yard to improve the look for spring, now is the time. All right, we get headlines all the time, and I am constantly baffled when I read them. I picked out a few this week just because I was feeling like it, I guess. Why there will never be another Soros or Buffett ever again. So, in the wisdom of the writer Nicholas Vardy, whoever Nicholas Vardy is, there will never be anyone else who invests in the stock market and becomes a billionaire like George Soros or Warren Buffett ever again. I get a little skeptical when I read words like ever and never in a headline. It's pretty hard to comprehend things like that. Why is it written? I don't know. I guess he's trying to sell you something. That'd be my guess. I didn't fall for it. China crashed to trigger a financial ice age. Global economic depression. Hasn't this idiot heard of global warming? How about global stock market warming? Global economic depression. But let's get back to the keyword. Crash. China crashed. They went from 10% growth to 6.8%. Down from 6.9% last time. Is that a crash? I don't think so. Another one. Debate shows Carson alone can bridge the political divide. John Philip Sousa IV. Stick to music, boy. Debate shows Carson alone can bridge the political divide? I don't know. I think there are other people out there doing it pretty well, frankly. How about this one? Lifting of Iranian sanctions prompts senseless worries. Rachel Marston. Oh, yeah, giving $150 billion to Iran, that's a senseless thing to worry about, isn't it? Come on, people. Yeah, I've read you all the Jim Cramer stuff. I'm not going back there. But my favorite, and this is one of just many, 80% stock market crash coming. Folks, we talked about 2007, 8, and 9. You know how far the S&P 500 was down? And this was truly the worst period of time I have ever lived through. I don't expect to ever live through it again. It lost about 55% in those 18 months. From there, we're up 150, 180, 200%, whatever. 80%. So what this idiot person, is saying is that the same company whose earnings are valued at whatever today, whether it's an Apple computer or what it is, those same earnings are either going to fall by 80% or be worth less for some particular reason that I don't understand. What are you supposed to do about that besides ignore them? The problem is that not everybody ignores these people. Do not get caught up in this stuff. One of the big ones right now, and boy, the telemarketers and the mailers and everything, they're coming out so aggressively on this one. The coming $11 billion baby boomer robbery of 2016. That headline was from a place called Money Morning. Not Monday Morning, but moneymorning.com. You know what they're talking about?
No idea.
I bet you could guess if you think about it. Changes in Social Security. $11 million baby boom robbery of 2016. Okay, I got two flyers this week for seminars teaching you that you don't have to lose $60,000, the equivalent of two paychecks a year for the next 20 years from Social Security. You can do this. You can do that. Here's what it's about. In the year 2000, a law was passed that I was greatly in favor of. It's called the Senior Citizens Freedom to Work Act of 2000. Prior to that, when people who were of Social Security age went to work or stayed at work, they were reduced. We're still reduced before full retirement age, which currently is 66 and will be until you were born in 55 or later, then it goes up again. But right now it's 66. So if you file for Social Security and you're not that age yet and you earn money, you will get a reduction. Is that money lost? No, siree, Bob. It is not lost. It is actuarially, easy for me to say, pushed forward into your future payments. You are not getting robbed by having this happen to you. And at 66, your full retirement age, first of the month, and by the way, if you're born in on January 1, then it's December 1, you are not getting robbed if you file. You will also get everything from Social Security that your account value is worth. So what really happened? There was a provision in the law that, from everything I can read, was not fully intended to be there. It was called file and suspend, where in most cases it would be the higher earner would file for benefits and immediately suspend getting benefits. Now, built into this system, and this is a problem, folks. This is a big problem. There is an 8% annual increase if you do not file or if you file and suspend and don't take benefits. Now, what does 8% annually mean to you? I'll tell you what it's supposed to mean. It means equalization of payments. The theory here is that by bumping your balance or bumping your payments 8% a year, you will collect on an actuarial basis the exact same amount of money as you would if you filed early, which carries an 8% reduction. So you've got a period between 62 and 70 where you get 8% a year. The reason for that is you're going to be collecting all that extra time, and this was meant to equalize the payments. Well, a funny thing happened in something that you would look at as being the discount rate. You see where I'm going here?
Mm-hmm.
What is the time value of a payment that's 8% bigger next year than it would be this year? Well, you kind of like to relate that in some way, shape, or form to the interest rate. 8% was very reasonable back in 2000 because interest rates are in the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 range for most of history prior to the 9/11 attacks and all the subsequent decreases. So the best laid plans of mice and men said, okay, we're going to give seniors this benefit where they can collect 100% at full retirement age and nothing's going to hurt you in that. But they slipped in that little thing about file and suspend. So one would file, suspend. That meant the spouse could file on that when he or she became full retirement age. That way, you could be collecting benefits, one half of you could, where the other half of you was still accruing benefits, and it didn't count against you. Now, those little tricks really weren't well known until a couple of years ago. A lot of people did use them. A lot of people are using them, and you can still use them. But the intention of Congress was not there. That came in as a result of passing the Senior Citizens Freedom to Work Act. So it's going away in 2016. I think it's April 29th. So if you're 62 to 66 years old now and you want to talk about this, the best way is to call the show or call us at the office. Do not go to one of these bad chicken dinner seminars where they're jumping up and down like Chicken Little. The sky is falling. We're going to rob you of $60,000 over your lifetime and this and that and the other thing. What they really want, folks, they want to find out how much money you've got. You know why? You want to guess?
Sell you an annuity?
Bingo! So what do? They've got a new way to attract your attention to get you into a seminar whereby they're going to try to fleece you and buy you a big annuity on the theory that you're going to not get anything from Social Security and all that stuff. Well, I'm going to bring you up a topic you might understand here. If Social Security is able to not do this any longer and doesn't pay out a lot of excess benefits, maybe a heck of a lot more people younger than I am are going to get a little better chance that they'll be getting Social Security later. Am I real fond of the whole thing as it went down? Not particularly. In fact, I kind of wish it hadn't been done, partly because I didn't use it. So, but that's personal. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that after the break. But my point here is don't get fooled by all these things that come in the mail and don't listen to all the hype. You are not getting your face ripped off by the Social Security system. Trust me, it'll be there better. Don't go away. We'll be back right after the break.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break, and they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 877-306-6365. That's 877-306-6365. Again, 877-306-6365. Call now.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over .999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-425-6042. Again, 800-425-6042. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And lines are open, 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. If you miss a show, there's no excuse not to hear it. You can go to the 600wbob.com website and pick up the podcast and listen to it right there. If you have iTunes from Apple, you can download the podcast automatically. And if you don't have it, you can get it for free from Apple. How about that? There's never a good reason to miss the show. What was the last year in which more houses were sold in America than 2015? That's the outstanding trivia question. It will make sense to you if you think about it. Trust me. You know, a couple more words on Social Security. When it was started, it was a pay-as-you-go system. Money came in, money went out. In 1983, the system started to collect excess money. The influx, it was built actually for an increasing population, and it was actually doing its job. It was taking in enough money to build up a, quote, trust fund, and therefore it was designed to accommodate the very, very large baby boomer population that had already been born and was into their working years. So it worked fine until about 2010 when some other stuff happened. Between recessions, lack of people having children. Adam's generation is actually smaller than the previous one, as I recall.
Yeah, it's, my generation is quite small.
Mm-hmm. So the nature of the beast became a payout thing where every month less would come in than went out. Well, of course, Congress, in its infinite wisdom over the years, had spent all the money. Instead, they had a file cabinet in West Virginia with a bunch of IOUs in it. So every month now, they go withdraw an IOU from the file cabinet, and that means that our deficits are actually higher and higher all the time. It also means that Bill Clinton's balanced budget was smoke and mirrors, because all they did to balance the budget was steal Social Security trust fund money. That's another story. Anyway, it is now in a position where we're becoming somewhat desperate until the next generation comes up and starts working. This change, the undoing of the 2000 system with the file and suspend, will help the continuity of Social Security, which for some of us who are already collecting is a nice thing, but for the younger people like Adam, it's going to be a critical thing to limp us through. Never count on it for all of your retirement, but you certainly deserve, once you've paid all your life into it, you deserve to get something back. It is a contract made with the American people, and it better stay that way. So even though all these gloom and doomsayers are out there telling you what a rotten, horrible thing this was, trust me, it's not all bad. It was very important. That said, if you're between 62 and 66 and you want to know what to do, or even 62 and 69 or 70, call our office at 685-1505, and we'll take care of a little discussion in private. Meanwhile, good morning, Chris.
Well, how are you? You're doing an excellent job. I hope you're staying warm enough.
Oh, well, thank you on both counts, because staying warm enough is really hard. What can we do for you?
I got your trivia question, I guess. You said it was a while back, but I wish I had a little hint, whether you're talking 20, 40, or 60 years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long. What's your best guess?
Okay, I'll... I'm missing. Was it 20 years ago? All right, I'll go with 2000.
You're actually not far off, but it was a little bit more recent than that. Great guess, though. I like your thinking on it a lot.
Well, I was thinking a lot of 68 and 46 is what I was really thinking.
Yeah, when things were booming. Yeah, that's a really good thought also. But the population just got so much bigger after that. The pure numbers started to take their toll. All right, can we answer anything for you today, or... That is.
No, you've been real thoughtful, and I appreciate your analysis regarding annuities and all these people to try to make a quick buck. You're right on target. You're giving out some good information to people so they don't get ripped off.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and as always, we appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, Chris. All right. I started this last week. Didn't get very far. The government's at it again. File this under, you can't make this stuff up, folks, no matter what. Remember what happened in 2007, 8, and 9? That was all fueled by the subprime mortgage crisis, which was what I call well-intentioned ignorance. Apparently now, no government person can think that far back.
Well, it has been a long time.
It has been. Yeah. But when you're an elected official in D.C., if you're a congressman, your time horizon is 2 years because you have an election then. If you're a senator, it's 6 years. And if you're a president, it's 4 years, because they all seem to think right up to the next election. And very, very few have the ability to look past that. What caused it? Well, it was a wonderful concept to have a bigger percentage of Americans living the American dream as it's defined with home ownership. So they did everything they could. Well, when all the people who can afford homes on a reasonably safe basis to make mortgages to people, then they have to start bending the rules and bringing in people who would not otherwise qualify. So they did. Who'd have thought? It collapsed. It caused this terrible problem we had for a couple of years. We're still just winding our way out of it in many cases. But since it was so long ago, beyond the 6-year maximum window, they're doing it again. So they had to change a few words, or we might recognize that it's deja vu all over again. Now, borrowing money is referred to as an entitlement. If you have listened to me very long, or if you're just a person who knows a few things about how government works, that word is really scary, entitlement. I don't really see it in the Constitution as I read it, but it apparently is there somewhere. So now that we have an entitlement, we had to change the rules. What could possibly go wrong when the rules for getting a mortgage have changed this way? First, you got to give it a name. So they gave it a name, Home Ready Program. It's offered through Fannie Mae, but remember what happened to Fannie Mae?
I believe they went broke.
That is correct. How do you suppose that happened, huh? Rhetorical question. The goal of increasing homeownership was couched in, well, we need to get the low-income and minority people to get mortgages, because that is the American dream. So the underwriting standards were lowered. FICO scores, the single best indicator of success is your FICO score. That's your credit score, folks. And there is a cutoff point whereby you can predict failure rates going astronomical. And so they keep lowering it.
When you say success, you're talking about success in making your
mortgage
payment.
Meaning the mortgage payment right. gets paid for years and years until it's gone and you own your home. Well, as more and more of the subprime loans, as they call them, started to fail, it escalated and became a full-fledged financial crisis. The politicians blame Wall Street. In fact, Bernie Sanders says, if Wall Street doesn't get over its greed, we'll get over it for them. What that means, I have absolutely no idea. Aside from the new name, the White House developed a few other qualification standards, which will, of course, circumvent good practice for loan qualification. The first one and the biggest one is income. If you're applying for a loan, whether you're an individual or a couple, whatever, from me, I'm going to ask you what your income is, either the single or the combined income with the two of you. That sounds just perfectly reasonable. Oh, not for Uncle Sam. Now, income means other people. You can include income from your kids. If you had a renter in your place, that counts. If you have parents who make money, you can count those. But are they on the mortgage? I don't think so. So what happens if you default? Can you go to your parents? Can the lender go to your parents or to your kids and collect money? No, because they haven't securitized the loan. You're on it. They're not. What's going to happen? Let me guess. Chances are you're going to have a low down payment, down to 3% allowable in here. You're going to have a low FICO score, meaning 620 or less, which is almost a deemed failure. And then you're not going to have the cash flow to pay for it because you credited all of the income from other people. Folks, they're doing it again. It's nuts. And bottom line on this one to me is I'll bet any amount of money that they'll blame George W. Bush for it when it goes.
What's that old saying about if you don't study history, you're doomed to repeat it?
Yeah, absolutely. 2006 was the last year we sold more homes. Think about that. What happened in 2007? Just what I was talking about. And it will work out this way again unless we stop it. Pay attention to these things. Know when somebody's about to rip you off because it's all over the place right now. First and foremost, tune in next week. Same time, same station. We'll be here. Take care of yourself and stay warm.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. You and I will be having lunch together every